joining us now in the studio, Mary Strother. Her photography is on display at McCroskey Arts Center. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Tell me about your background and how you got started in the arts. Have you been doing photography for a long time? Have you worked in other media too?
I graduated from the University of Minnesota with an MFA in 1976, and my two areas of interest were drawing and painting and film photography. So the work at the McCroskey starts off as a black and white, regular, negative, darkroom print, and then with a little bit of toning and then hand painting on top of it. So it's a combination of my two backgrounds.
That explains the little something special. You know, Katie was describing it as photography, and I was just looking at the pieces and said, wow, this is more than just photography. Describe your subject matter for this this collection of work.
Well, I'm afraid some people look at it and say it's images of dead things. I hope it's more than that. When I was growing up, my parents were both high school teachers, and so we had a place on Deer Lake, and I spent either all summer or most of the summer at the cabin. And I've always found the things I found on the beach really interesting, not the cigarette butts and plastic lures and that kind of things, but the crayfish. I used to think of them as like great prizes when I was little, and I would save them. And then about 4 years ago, I started seriously collecting them, which my family thinks is a little bit weird, but I had a system of collecting them and drying them, and then I take them back to the studio, and I hope it comes across. I think they're just beautiful to look at, and the design and the line. So I save the fish and the crayfish and the frogs and the birds and the feathers and the plants and the water lilies and even things like the sticks that come from the cedar branches that have been in the water are just like beautiful white lines that I can put in the work. So that's the background from it. It comes from, you know, unfortunately I could say decades and decades of coming to Deer Lake, but the beauty of what that lake produces just amazes me, and I hope that comes across in the photographs.
And this is the Deer Lake north of Deer River?
Yes, I have a Deer River address, and so it's specifically just Mayflower Bay. I mean, I would walk the beaches, and I snorkel, and I gather and put it on the dock and try to get it before the heron gets it in the morning.
Anything particularly surprising that you've found, especially from the natural world, that you maybe didn't expect to see?
That's an interesting question. I'm just amazed at the amount that comes up. I mean, at first I was going for the crayfish because they're just, well, from my standpoint, they're obviously stars with what's in the lake. But as I kept looking at it and I'd look at the sediment that's in the water, I could look at the contrast of the white cedar sticks against the dark background or the way that the water lily pads would come up, and they all look different and they all have different forms. And it was more looking and looking at what was already there rather than finding really new things that came up.
What's the quantity of works that you're having on display for this exhibition? How many are there?
What did we say?
I think it's 21 or 22 pieces.
Yeah, depending on the one that's in front. Mm-hmm. And they're printed on 16 by 20 paper. As I said, traditional negatives. I use medium format 120 film or 4x5 camera film. And they're done in the darkroom. They're toned with something called polytoner, which is a little bit cooler than sepia toner. And then, as I said, some of it hand-painted afterwards.
We're hearing so much, both on these airwaves and all around us, about digital photography, and so many people, respected photographers, are moving to digital formats now. Mm-hmm. You're sticking with film.
I think it looks different. I'm not saying one is better than the other, but for the kind of images that I want to make, I like the silver that's on paper in a gelatin form, and I like the control. It's not a better control. It's just a unique control. It's like a different vocabulary of expressing things. And for right now, that's the vocabulary that fits with my vision.
Mary Strother joins us talking about her exhibition of photography, and that's at McCroskey Arts Center, Grand Rapids.